What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ask Madden Show. My name is AdRobs at AdRobsGC on Twitter. We are back to recording the Ask Madden Show after a long hiatus, and I have a co-host, Burnsy. Introduce yourself to the peeps.
Hey, guys. I'm Burnsy. I've been playing Madden for way too long, and I play a lot of 2K as well. I really like dance music a lot, and I'm happy to be on the podcast with my buddy.
Yeah, man. All right. So getting right down into it, E3 was this week. Have you ever been?
No, I've never been to E3 or EA Play. Those are long journeys from Canada.
Yes, I also live on the East Coast of America. And I will not, I don't also, you live in Canada, but I live in, okay. But I also live on the East Coast, 5-hour flight, two kids, not something that's happening for me anytime soon. Maybe I'll go as like an old man. Like once my kids have left high school, I'll just be the real old dude at E3.
Yeah, that'll be good for you. You'll enjoy that.
Just attending press conferences like, this game looks interesting.
Oh, I figured you'd be more like, get off my lawn there.
Right, just screaming about like, just carrying around a Nintendo and screaming about how much better video games used to be.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And back in my day, you could hit stick with the right stick, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Because games at that point will be like, probably way different, right? I don't think VR will ever like really take over because I think people enjoy sitting down and playing games.
Yeah, definitely. That's the same thing I thought when like the Wii came out. Like we'd all like play the Wii and be more interactive with our games. And then I realized how much I like sitting on the couch just doing nothing with my thumbs.
Right. Exactly. All right. So like I said, E3 was this week, which means EA Play was also this week. At EA Play, they released some information. Some videos came out. We got some first look footage of Madden. But most importantly, as my daughter yells in the background, we're going to dig into some of the blogs that came out about Madden Ultimate Team and gameplay. So getting right down into it, the things that were announced were player upgrades, solo battles, and squads challenges, and then also some information about some changes that they've made. Burnsy, why don't you go ahead and dig into player upgrades?
So one of the big differences this year with player upgrades is going to be that their items will not become, you'll be able to do something with the items after you've made them if you no longer want that player on your squad. So you can break down the items, you can sell them after you're done, and it'll be a lot easier for you to scroll through the UI and upgrade your player. So less time in the sets section and more time just actually upgrading your players and actually playing. So that's a nice upgrade. And then the other thing I noticed as well is that it looks like the primary way you're going to get training is if you quick sell your players. So that's going to be interesting as well to see how the market will change next year with that, with people quick selling their items to try and get more training. Because I imagine the higher your player is there, you're going to be able to get more training for them if it's a higher player you quick sell. So the market could be a lot different next year with that implication as well.
Yeah, I got to say, my big fear is like they got rid of contracts and then added this new thing called training. And I hope like I hope training's not just like a backdoor contracts. That is a real fear that I have.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to have to see how it plays out for sure. But it seems like it's more just for upgrades, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's my feel. And I think you can get it through solos. It doesn't sound like it's something you can purchase. But, you know, my hope is that it isn't. The other thing we were looking at was the solo battles. So let's talk a little bit about that.
The solo battles is a new way that they're going to do almost like probably like a Mutt League, right? Where you're going to be able, or sorry, not Mutt League, but Mutt Weekend League, where you're going to be able to play challenges against the computer. And seems like it's going to be like a high score kind of deal to see who can beat the crap out of the computer the most. It's a pretty good idea because not everybody plays head to head. Madden can be frustrating online, especially when you're a beginner trying to figure out how to play and run into guys that don't have very much of an offense, but they still find ways to beat you. So a nice way for people to actually get involved with the game and not have to experience the frustration of playing head to head.
They have neither an offense nor a soul. That's the truth.
Yeah. In Madden 25, I got QB wrapped to death by Bo Jackson, and it made me a way different person on the inside, I swear.
It changed you at a fundamental place.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, Madden, there was a QB in Bo Jackson?
Yeah, Madden 25 was the original Bo Jackson at quarterback, bro. I used to dread loading up a head-to-head game and seeing him at quarterback.
Oh, I think I don't think I was into Mutt that year. I think I was still playing regs and I like dove into Mutt after that. Yeah, so I'm not even an OG. And then the other thing is the squads challenges. Now, you played squads a lot more than me, I think, which is to say maybe you played it three times. So, I mean, because I played it literally twice this year. So dig into a little bit about what these squad changes mean.
So the main thing that they've advertised so far is just squad challenges. So the main thing that comes with that is just the ability to play against the computer with your friends. So one of the funny things last year when you played squads is just trying to get used to playing with people and learning their tendencies and building chemistry. And there was no real way to practice it last year. You just had to hop online and start playing games. So nice change this year because people could play offline and they could play with their friends a little bit more and hopefully get a little bit more deeper dive into the game instead of just playing online.
One big thing that I really like is they finally have gotten rid of contracts. Thank you, Lord. That was, I mean, contracts, was anyone like, yeah, contracts are a good idea?
I mean, I understand what they're trying to do is just to try and make sure that they curb coin collectors, right? The bots and stuff like that that are trying to abuse the game and raise coins in a way they probably shouldn't. But it is definitely annoying. I mean, have you ever played any of the other Ultimate Teams, Adrobs?
I messed around a little with, which one was it? I think I started like a NBA Live Ultimate Team, and but that's the deepest I've ever gone.
Yeah, yeah. So like, if you've played one of these other games, you know too. Like at least in Madden, you had the team contract, so it wasn't quite so infuriating. But like, I played some of these other games. I played 2K My Team a lot, and going onto your player and having to add an individual contract is just like it's unbelievable, man. It's still so archaic, right?
Yeah, that sounds like it's the worst thing I can even imagine. They've also trimmed down. Depth chart, which is great. Like we won't have like right guard 3 as like a position when you auto order, which was a huge annoyance for me because I hated like if you wanted to just automatically create your best team, you had to like go in and remove your third center, which was just annoying. So really glad to see that change. Looks like more stuff will count towards chemistry. And yeah, I think so. Let me just make sure we caught everything here. The new chemistry changes, the new positions. That'll be interesting to see how people use that. Yeah, so the new positions are rush right left defensive end, rush defensive tackle, slot cornerback, sub linebacker, power halfback, slot wide receiver. That's one of those interesting features because everyone read that and thought like, oh, cool. And no one will like 4 people will use it properly. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'll probably use that feature because I don't like using R1 subs in the playbook. I just find it so cumbersome and I find it takes so long to put them in and it takes so much muscle memory to remember where to go that I think that's a big thing for me because I just find it really annoying to go in and have to sub my players on the fly like that.
Right. The auto subs are nice in that regard. Yeah. So that's about it for Mutt. Pretty excited to see what happens with that mode. It's neat to see, you know, the attention that gets. It is, I mean, it's people get mad, but it is EA's moneymaker. They're making billions of dollars off of Ultimate Team.
Yeah, and I mean, like, who could have thought either as well, right, that it would turn into that? I mean, I remember how basic that game was how basic the first Ultimate Team was, and it wasn't even, like, remotely close to how deep it is now.
The other big change this year is the gameplay changes. Gameplay and RPM, real player motion. Have you watched trailers? What do you think of the changes to motion?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure, right? I mean, I find it hasn't really changed too much since like even the previous generations, it hasn't changed that much. So any kind of upgrade in the engine is definitely a good thing, I think.
That's definitely true. Excited to see kind of what they do with that. And then if you get into kind of these situations, so they talk about the one cut, the strafe burst. Honestly, as I read through these, I'm not one of those people who can read the description of something and have any idea what they're talking about. So like when I read like want to make a sharp cut on the field before stepping out of bounds near the sideline, let go of right trigger / R2 acceleration burst and move the left stick in the desired direction to cut sharply on a dime. Want to run at full speed, making minor movements to avoid losing momentum. Hold down RT, R2 acceleration burst and carve through the defense. Like that helps me none. Like, I'm just reading this, like, what does any of this mean?
Yeah, so it looks like to me what it looks like is not only will you have, like, on your cuts, it doesn't seem like you'll be putting in, like, a left stick adjustment to it. It looks like you're going to have to time it properly. And if you get a good timing on the cut where it looks like you're going to, like, hit your button as you make that cut, you'll have like a timing window, right? So that to me seems like it's going to be one of the big things, because one of the things this year that really made me not enjoy the game a lot was the way they did jukes and cuts and the way the players were able to get around other players. I felt like it was
getting sucked into, like, one time I had a kickoff returned on me and I'm not joking, I had four guys fall over from one juke, and it was like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Like, I don't want to play a video game where you decide to take over my defensive player because the offensive player made a good move. I want the offensive player to make a move on me and make me miss.
Right. Right.
That's what I want to do. I want to feel like I'm in control of the game, not a dice roll of it. Right. That's how I think everybody wants to feel when they're playing a sports game, is that you're in control and that dice rolls are at a minimum.
Right. And I've been playing a lot of UFC 3 lately, and there's a lot of that aspect of counter, you know, punch and counter punch type stuff, and getting it all out there and all that type of stuff. And I've really enjoyed that, because, like, it's, if you make a mistake, yeah, it sucks because you, like, get knocked out, but it's your mistake, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then if you have a look at the strafe burst, it's a nice counter for it too, because you'll be hitting L2 on defense to kind of get there to the corner, or not get to the corner, sorry, get to the sideline. And then when you get to the sideline, you're going to have a decision to make with the other guy, because the other guy's either going to strafe and try and get out of bounds and not fumble, or he's going to be trying to cut you and you're going to be switching over to R2 and try and hit the same timing window. So that's going to be, I think that's going to make the game a little bit more interesting along the sidelines for sure.
Yeah, I think anytime you create punch counter punch type stuff, I think you're in real good shape. And then they talk about this hit the hole move, which apparently will help you to not trip over your own guys when there is obviously a hole. That looks interesting. It's one of those things I want to get my hands on it.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be nice how you can push the pile too in there, right? Where you see like Le'Veon Bell, you can't really play like Le'Veon Bell in Madden when you play Madden, because you can't stick behind your line and let them open up gaps. You just kind of have to hit the hole, right? You see other running backs that are a little bit more conservative when they play when they're in a zone running scheme. Right. And the other thing I just wanted to mention really quick before you just go on was just that obviously no disrespect, but how many times have you seen them say branch special moves? I swear we've been able to do that forever.
Branch special moves. So you mean like, yeah, I feel like that really is a feature every year. It's, yeah, like, you'll like be able to combine moves. Running yeah, moves.
That's been in the game for like ever, bro. Stop advertising.
Well, I feel like it never actually works though. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's like, now this year.
Well, you can do it. It's just a matter of how effective it's going to be.
Right, right. No, it's true. And I think it is, like, here's the thing, like, having met some of these guys, they are genuinely, like, incredibly hardworking. And, like, EA is not known as an easy place to work. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah, like, the developers are, like, really working on creating stuff. But it has, yeah, you're right, it has felt that's like
why,
that's been
that's why I had to qualify with no disrespect or anything like that. But I swear, I've been able to branch special moves since, like, Madden 25 at least.
Right, right. And you mentioned being able to play more like Le'Veon Bell. Here's an interesting feature, is sometimes your cards will actually hold out until they are the highest paid card in the video game. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's like one of the big things I like about loading up 2K, and I play 2K with their badge system and stuff like that, is that the players play totally different than other players. And that's really something I like about the game, right? Because I don't like having to play like everybody else. I don't like running the offense and defense that everyone's running. I like to do my own thing.
Yeah, so I don't think you realize they made a Le'Veon Bell holdout joke, but
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just going to breeze right past it.
No, it is cool. And like, the better you can simulate who guys are in games, I mean, the more you're going to enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
And that's definitely true. Push the pile will be interesting. There was nothing worse than like, you had invested all these coin in this like high dollar bruising back, and what ends up happening is you you do, you know, one play with it, like you get him for third and one, you know, and then you put him in there and you get a weird animation and you get pushed back behind the line, you know. And so hopefully push the pile, we see kind of an end to that.
Yeah, yeah. And like you would be at a disadvantage with a slower back is definitely what it is, because in the event that your line would hold their blocks right in front of you, you could just speed burst around them. So now if you have a big bruising back or a one cut back leg bell, you could definitely play a little bit differently. And hopefully these mechanics are going to be well thought out. And it looks like they have well thought them out, because there's going to be counters on each end, right? Where the defender, if you're running on the D line or you're a linebacker that's engaged, you're going to have a way to try and make a play on the ball.
Right, right. And that's great. And then we have these catching improvements. They are messing with tackling, which let's hope. There were some complaints out there about the tackling still looks the same. Let's hope that's not the case. But, you know, we are this build that everybody is creating videos on is like the most, like, people don't understand. This is like a pre-alpha build of the game. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be working all summer on creating this type of stuff.
Yeah, we're legitimately still 2 months away from launch date, right? So they're still still very early. And then what do you think about the celebrations? Do you care? Do you think that's something that matters?
That's cool. Yeah, for sure. The celebrations are fun, and I mean, you know, you could do stuff like duck, duck, goose, the bobsled, and the safe breaker.
We didn't win the Super Bowl last year, but my team definitely won the celebration Super Bowl. I think you can go back and look at the tape, and you can easily see the Steelers easily had the best team celebrations. It wasn't even close. So don't at me or argue with me or anything like that on this, because it's just not true. It's the Steelers were definitely the celebration Super Bowl team last year.
Right. The bench press celebration was good, and
And the Kamehameha. I mean, come on, it doesn't get much better.
Right, right. You can't beat it, man. I don't know what the safe breaker is. I'm really curious about.
Should we just Google it right now to make sure I know what the safe breaker is?
Yeah, this might shut down the podcast, but
okay. Why don't you talk about something else?
Yes, and you can look it up and you can give me a play-by-play. All right, so we'll move on. We'll come back to the safe breaker. Coverage adjustments. Now, this is one of those things where Madden has a life cycle, right? Because like we find out, hey, we have new coverage rules and it's gonna be great, and then we find out people are throwing too many interceptions. Oh no, we made the quarter zones too strong, and we're gonna have to fix it again. So I'm hopeful that stuff plays well and that we have a good defense and that you can't just get exploited all day, but you never know until you see it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, coverages are usually usually a hard thing for them to do, and I imagine it's got to be. I mean, you have some of these competitive Madden players can sit in a lab with another player for hours and hours and hours on end, man. It's unbelievable. Some of these comp Madden players I've hung around with, like, or met, they've just like have insane work ethic to find advantages in the game. And I don't know if anybody can ever program a game that's going to be able to not have those guys break it.
Well, right. And I think that's the thing is, like, there are, you know, the minute they make a Madden game, there's hundreds of people trying to find a hole in the matrix. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the long and short of it. And then Bernsey, I do not know anything about franchise, but there is a franchise blog. Do you want to take a couple seconds? And I got to work on something with my kids real quick. So I'll mute and give you a couple seconds to talk about the changes to franchise, just for anybody listening who might be interested in that. Just talk through the blog and then I'll come back on and we will transition into some nonsense and then we'll get ourselves out of here.
All right, sounds good. So Madden franchise mode has always been something that I've liked to play. I used to play it a lot almost exclusively before I got into Ultimate Team. I think the online franchise mode, compared to other games like NBA 2K and FIFA, even their online leagues, and they don't really come close to how deep franchise mode is. So I've always liked playing franchise mode, and hopefully this year I can get enough people in a consistent league that we can actually run one. One of the nice things this year that they've done is like archetype type progression, where you're going to be able to upgrade your players now. So you're going to have 2 to 4 styles used to upgrade the players. An example, like your quarterbacks are going to have like a field general. You'll have your scramblers, strong arm, West Coast guys, right? So all the normal schemes are still there, but the archetypes are going to be able to look like you're going to have the experience points to go around them. So it's going to be a little bit different upgrading your players this year, it looks like, where spending skill points is going to upgrade towards the spending skill points is going to go towards more of their scheme. So if you get a player that's really good, you draft a player, let's say he's really good as a slot receiver, you're going to have an easier time upgrading his slot receiver abilities within your scheme, whereas opposed to upgrading stuff like a spectacular catch is going to be a little bit harder. So that's a little bit cooler this year, because I always felt like the speed and the acceleration and the agility, all that stuff really mattered a lot. And now it's nice that the other stuff is easier to upgrade and looks like it won't be quite so much of a use of your skill points. So it's nice. You have all the different archetypes are going to be there. You're going to have different stuff there based on the schemes that you've seen from before. And then you're going to have some more stuff with the coaches. So with that stuff, you'll have an offensive and a defensive scheme to pick through. So you'll likely have like your attacking 3-4, your 4-3s, all that different stuff in there, as well as your offensive stuff like your West Coast. So all interesting stuff there to have a different stuff. And then a nice thing that I like from other games is the ability to put in a draft class. So you can download draft classes from Madden Share, so you don't even have to do any work yourself. There's going to be guys that are going to be working tirelessly to make sure the guys have, like, even down to their faces, they're going to be amazing, some of these drafts. So that's going to be really, really cool. No longer have to play with, like, guys with names like Tremendous Johnson. You're going to have actual player names. It's going to be great.
Have you ever drafted someone named Tremendous Johnson?
I drafted a player because his name was Tremendous Johnson. What are you?
That is all time.
Why wouldn't I drafted him because his name was that, and I think he had quick progression too. I was definitely hyped.
Yeah, you could say he was tremendous.
Yeah, definitely, man. So that's a really cool. If you're a franchise nerd, you're gonna definitely like that, because there's like I said, with the ability to download it from the draft share, you're literally not gonna have to do any work, and there's gonna be players that'll have like 2 or 3 years in advance of really, really good draft classes, and they'll be consistent too, where you won't have players repeat themselves. It's gonna be really, really hype.
Yeah, me and my friend used to have like old Maddens. We used to play, like, we would start a save file before like CFM, and we would play like a franchise mode out, like to the point where there were no NFL players left, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you'd be playing with all players you've drafted, for sure. I mean, that's my memory, that's my fondest memory of Madden, at least, is that you'd have your buddies over and you'd have a franchise mode night, or you'd draft a team or something like that. These are my fond memories of Madden. I always love franchise mode, man.
Right. I think you and I have talked a lot offline about how, like, what actually hurts Madden more than anything is, like, Madden was more fun when you could just say, if you run halfback sweep one more time, I'm going to punch you in the face and take you out of my house.
100%. I 100% believe that. Yeah, you run that play at me one more time, you can get the hell out of my apartment.
Right. It was just better, because, like, you just didn't have the nonsense, because there was, like, and that's where, like, I don't call the developers to task very often, because they're, like I said, they're creating something that the minute they create it, and I love the sites that I'm going to mention, but like the Playbook GGs and the and I say that because I have a ton of respect for Zan, and I think he does a great job, and it's literally, this is his job. Like, I think that's what he should be doing. His job is to find the holes, you know what I mean? And you know, the Madden Turfs of the world, and the when it was around, like the winner's kit, like, that their job was to find, like, places to exploit the game, right? And so, like, you have this cottage industry where people are making hundreds of dollars exploiting the holes in the game, and, like, and the developers are supposed to keep up with that it sounds impossible to me. Sorry, that's one of my rants.
That's okay, man. I don't mind a little bit of a rant. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, it's almost like how they have to test for steroids now. You know what I mean? Like, they're so far behind in testing, because the way you can, like, the way you can juice is just so off the charts now.
Right. Like, they're literally testing at this point for like Julian Edelman got suspended because they were like, we found something in his urine and we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, we chemically do not know what it is.
Exactly. And I mean, that's what I mean. Like, they're the athletes and these trainers are literally leagues ahead of these tests. That there's no way anyone's ever going to fail these tests because they're so far ahead of the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's crazy, man. All right. So we've kind of dug into the blogs. We appreciate you guys putting up with some of our first episode jitters, you know, as there's been some noises. I think my mic got knocked over at one point and might have just completely crapped out. So we appreciate you guys hanging out. But getting into some nonsense, Burns and I are both lovers of ridiculous stuff on the internet. So one thing we want to do probably weekly is just talk about ridiculous crap we found on the internet. If you're a sponsor, this could be a sponsored segment. So, yeah. So if you want to say this week in ridiculous stuff, the internet is bought by YouTube Video Stealer. If you're not a game changer, but when you want to steal a game changer's video and get a bunch of views in 3 days, go to YouTubeVideoStealer.com. You know, something like that. That could be your ad read right there.
Yeah, this could be your YouTube channel right here.
Right, right. If you want me to send people to your YouTube channel and you're not bad, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, you can't pay me to lie. So if your YouTube channel sucks, I'll be like, go to Nick's YouTube channel. It sucks. You know.
Okay. But all right. Before we get into weird internet stuff, we have to call back to the Safe Breaker. This was done by the Indianapolis Colts this year. Originally started by Dante Moncrief.
I'm genuinely surprised they scored touchdowns.
Well, they had to score at least one, right? They had to have one ready to go. So it looks like you're punching into
this. This is our element.
We've been waiting all season.
They're like, you showed up in April to be here right now.
Yeah, if you can tell me who threw Dante Moncrief that pass, you get a prize. How about that?
Let me try to guess. Obviously, it wasn't Andrew Luck because he was in Germany. Yeah, geez. Who was their quarterback? This is terrible. Someone is screaming right now.
I come with hard-hitting questions like this.
Was it the dude from the Patriots, the third stringer from the Patriots?
Ah, Jacoby Brissett. There he is. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Anyways.
Yeah, that's it.
Looks like it's punch a code into a pretend safe, so... Getting in there, and then it looks like Jack Muhort gets in behind him and tries to break down the door. So, not bad. Good celebration, I think. Not bad.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, hey, you'll be able to do it in Madden. We were able to find out you are able to do it in Madden. I would love to see, like, as I don't know if they'll do this. I don't know if this is even like possible, but if they add in like celebrations through the year, like, I don't spend money on Madden. I'm like a no money spent guy. But if you added in like a celebration, like, you could have gotten me to spend money on the Eagles electric slide last year. Like, no questions asked. Like, I would have done it. Like,
yeah. How much would you spend for a celebration? That's a good question.
I'd spend $10.
Oh, to be able to
use a custom celebration.
Yeah.
To be able to use a custom celebration for the whole year. And like, you know, everyone knows that that's I'd maybe five. I have no, the thing is I don't spend money. So I have no litmus test for like what's appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, I have spent $10 on 7 gold players before, so I mean, I really shouldn't talk with my with my spending habits on men, but for sure, I think I'd maybe pay like $2 for a celebration. I think that's what I pay.
What do dances in Fortnite cost?
I have no idea. That's one game I don't play.
Yeah, I don't really play it at all either.
Yeah,
I played it a little bit, but I'm like, I don't enjoy playing games I'm terrible at.
That's very big of you as a person.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm not hating on it, but like, yeah. So, all right. So getting into weird stuff on the internet, I sent you this link, and I'm just gonna read the headline. This was on Barstool Sports. Who, not a big fan of their president, Dave Portnoy, not, you know, he's a Boston fan. And so here is what this gent was arrested for. And he's a weird looking dude. It looks like he did it.
it's definitely not the face of an innocent person.
Yeah. The headline, does this look like the face of a man who was arrested for allegedly using a lawnmower to fling gravel at a family with a 9-year-old child? You see, this headline is actually unclear because it doesn't make it clear if the 9-year-old child was the target or an accomplice.
Well, it's and that's I just want to know, like, what happened? Like, how does this what did they do to make the 72-year-old man so angry?
Right. And here it is. A 911 caller. Everyone's okay. That's why you can laugh at this.
Yeah.
A 911 caller reported that he was dropping off his ex-wife and daughter at the home the woman shares with Manning, according to the Daily News Galveston County. The man, who told authorities that Manning doesn't get along with him, which is the understatement of the century.
Seems like it.
Said that the 72-year-old, so like picture this, like the car's driving up. The 72-year-old gets on a lawnmower as he was parking his SUV on the street. Manning then drove onto the end of the driveway, launching rocks into the trio's direction.
So like I'm like trying to picture this in my head, and like is he like driving his lawnmower like as fast as possible and like power sliding into it? Like I'm trying to like
the cult moment. Yeah, he had thought of this like months ago, and he sees him pull it up and he goes, "This is my moment."
Yeah, does he like did he think about this? Was it premeditated? Like
has to be premeditated. If he thought of this on the fly, he needs to be employed somewhere. I don't know where. He needs to work for the government or something, because that's amazing. Like that is, if he thought of it in a moment, like that's incredible. But my guess is that like maybe it happened by accident. Maybe he was like mowing lawn and like, you know, flung some gravel and he was like, this is a weapon.
But at the end of his driveway needs to be just like a little trimmed up.
Right. And so he goes, he did $2,500 of damage to the SUV, shattering two windows and denting and scratching it in several places.
I'm just curious. And this didn't start with Florida man. This is where did this happen?
This is a Florida man. Yeah. A Florida man in Santa Fe, Southeast Texas. So I guess he moved from Florida.
Oh, it does start with Florida man. My favorite.
Let this be a lesson to all the kids out there that may see a Florida man like Johnny DeWitt Manning weaponizing lawn equipment in a place that somehow isn't Florida. If you see a guy that doesn't appear to be a nerd or a washed up dad wearing a Superman shirt, run. If you see a guy using his lawnmower as a form of transportation instead of as a tool to cut the grass, run. And if you see a guy... If you see a guy who fits these hypotheticals and is also referred to by three names like he is an assassin, run.
That's crazy. That's
amazing. And yeah, the guy is wearing a Superman shirt that is also camo. And he flung gravel at a family. Can you imagine how terrified you would be if gravel's just coming at you and you try to like huddle back into your car and you hear the windows start breaking?
Yeah, like yeah, that's just insane to me. How much jail time do you think this guy's gonna get for that?
It has to be aggravated assault. Is you can avoid jail time on aggravated assault even if it is if you plead out. So and he's not black, so that should help his jail time.
Well, I'm doing some Googles on this guy because, you know, I'm very interested in this person and how
we'll make a podcast segment of the DeWitt Manning update.
Well, here's what I just found from a quick Google report from another article saying that he was previously convicted of drug possession charges on three occasions.
And, oh, he's done.
and in 2006, he was charged with abuse of a corpse, but he was found not guilty. So,
hold on. Pause.
Yeah, this has escalated quickly.
That's a charge?
I've suddenly lost this interest to continue down.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and call it a wrap on Mr. DeWitt there.
Jason DeWitt Manning.
Yeah, Mr. Manning there.
Johnny DeWitt Manning. Yeah. No, that's terrifying. We have a neighbor who randomly breaks like branches off our trees and crap. So like while we were on vacation, he like took like a chainsaw and cut a bunch of branches off of a tree that was extending into his yard and just kind of left them. And so when we got back from a 10-day vacation, I had to like cut up a bunch of wood and burn it in the backyard. So
good stuff.
Yeah, 100% true story. Yeah, that's weird. All right. Well, quite a podcast. We covered quite a bit. We're just over 30 minutes. That was fun. Did you have a good time? I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to next time.
Yeah, so we'll be recording every Thursday, and then we'll try to get the episodes out. Well, whenever I get this one out will be our day. We'll probably aim for Saturday. Yeah, let's aim for Saturday. And yeah, we'll get a podcast out every week. Next week, we will talk about some stuff in sports. We really want to expand this just beyond being just Madden. So there might be some other stuff that we dig into, have some fun with it. Thank you guys for listening. You guys rock. Thank you for listening through some of the audio issues. Hope to see you guys. Hit us up. I am at AdRobsGC. He is at OG Burnsy. Hit us up with questions, topics.